Locker Room Chats are back on the air here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM, Brandon Tamman. And we'll start here with Donovan West, and we're joined by the head coach of the Mustangs, that is John Paolino. It is presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, saw a very good opponent last week and on the road nonetheless, 60-12 against Care Paravel. You know, Care Paravel gave Axtell a really good game in week one, and they certainly have a lot of talent, private school out of the Topeka area. You know, what do you kind of take away from that loss last week against a pretty solid opponent?
We're still young. We're working. We're just improving week by week. It was like I said, it's always tough to lose. It's really tough to lose big. The kids are coming around, kind of like last week. They're still bought in. We're creating a culture here and taking our lumps and keep moving forward as a young team, and we'll get there.
You know, and we talk about it a little bit off air. It's just, you got a young team, just simple as that. You know, a lot of guys that don't have a ton of varsity experience, and then you're seeing a couple teams here in the first few weeks that do have guys who have played for 2, 3, even 4 years. So obviously, you know, opponents like that certainly have an advantage when it comes to veterans and guys with experience. So how do you feel, at least maybe from week one to week two, some of your younger guys, you know, did you see some progressions and step forward with some of them?
Oh, absolutely. Look at Cooper Everly, for instance, first year playing quarterback. He's very good outside the pocket. We got to see him move around, throw the ball outside the pocket a little bit, and to see the growth and see the accuracy of his arm, same stuff I'm seeing in practice. It's nice to see. It's nice to see the growth. The offensive line looked a little bit better this week, so, you know, we got our guys a little bit more protection. Cooper Everly was probably the standout this week. With his arm outside the pocket, he looks real good. We're going to just kind of keep building on that and keep progressing and keep getting these young men tuned up.
You get Maranatha Academy coming up here for week three. We'll talk about them in just a little bit. But when you look at where we're at in the season, I mean, feels like we just got started, but yet, you know, it's only 8 games in a regular season, so we're a quarter of the way through this thing already. What's one thing that you at least like from your team that you've seen so far, and maybe what's one thing you're still trying to stress to them that needs to get better as we continue forward?
I absolutely love our spirit. The team spirit is just amazing. Taking our lumps, they kind of understand the big picture. They understand we're young. They understand that we're just 0-2. 0-2 in 8 games, like you said, in an 8-game season. It's pretty rough to start 0-2. However, you know, 0-2, we've been at the bottom, so let's just try to grind our way back up to the top and try to be competitive the next few games. Really, we still need to work on being as young as we are. The fundamentals aren't there yet. We hit them every day in practice. Just got to get that muscle memory in them and get them more fundamentally sound. And the improvement from last week to this, from week one to week two was pretty good. But still just behind fundamentally. So we're just going to keep grinding, keep working. And, you know, eventually the wins will come with the success will come with the fundamentals. And, like I said, our saying that we go by, that we kind of live by, is the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. And it's a quote from Vince Lombardi. So that's kind of our culture and our motto this year. You know, we have to work and the success will come.
Donovan West, head football coach John Paolino, joining us. We'll step aside a quick break. We'll come back, talk about the week three matchup as they take on Maranatha. We'll talk about that in a moment here on KNZA. Our Donovan West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Mustangs head football coach, that is John Paolino, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. You turn the page to week three. You get a Maranatha Academy Eagles team that won their first game of the year against Cornerstone Family out of Topeka, 56-8, and then they lost a high-scoring affair to KC East Christian last week, 56-50. How much do you know about this Eagles team? What kind of ball game do you expect on Friday?
I expect they look about like we do, a little young, like a growing program, taking the early struggles and early lumps. And so I think, you know, it'll be a good matchup. I expect it to be a real competitive game, a real good game. Just watching them on film, and that it looks like they're kind of running the same struggles we are. And I think it'll be a real good, real competitive game. It's the first home game. The boys are excited not to be on the road. That's a huge thing to be excited about for these guys, being as both trips that we've taken here recently have been no less than an hour and 15 minutes. So I think being at home and being against a team, you know, a little bit younger, not as experienced as some of these first two teams will definitely be a competitive game, whichever way it goes. So.
Well, let's talk about the Eagles offense. They have been able to score some points here in the first couple of weeks. You know, you get a chance to kind of see them and at least dissect it a little bit more in detail. You know, what do they do offensively that kind of stands out? Is it speed? Is it scheme? You know, what's one thing you really got to hone in on with what you guys are preaching on the defensive side this week?
They like to get the edge, and they like to get it fast, and they'll get somebody on the edge. And from what it looks like out of their offense is when they get somebody on the edge, it's hard stopping them. So, control the edges, create an edge, keep everything in front of us. Bend but don't break is our defensive philosophy. So we're going in there with a different defensive scheme this week. I don't want to say too much about it, but hopefully with our new scheme, and we can control the edges and keep those guys, keep their offense from doing too much to us. So, yeah, it's just another game.
Just another game. It's only week three. Of course, you know, we haven't even started district play yet, so there's still so much to play for, and we're just really getting started. But nonetheless, it's going to be good to guys that you guys are going to be, you know, on the home field and playing in a much better environment than going on the road, like you said, hour 15-minute plus for your first two, you know, trips of the year. So it's got to be nice. I'm sure the boys are excited, you know, to kind of stay in-house here for this week three matchup. You get Maranatha Academy, and that's John Paolino, D-West head football coach, joining us as he does each and every week, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, go get him on Friday. We appreciate it as always. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.